Going over into Mahashim, Acts chapter 11. I'm going to do a recap on chapter 10. Remember in chapter 10, Kappa didn't know why he had this dream about eating. Somebody sent a message in when it said, when I'm going to read, somebody sent a message in on this. Hey, chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, verse 13. Somebody sent us a message in, said, I'm disturbed about this. A voice said to him, Kappa, get up, slaughter, means kill these animals and eat them. And they said, why would Yahuwah, a voice, even say, that's unclean. Why would he even say, slaughter, kill these animals? Joe Carton in the building. Said, we got your back, big bro. When you can't hold your hands up anymore, we'll come and hold them up for you. Keep up the hard work. That's my brother. Never met him, but I'd do anything for him. And that's a fact. And I feel he feel the same way about me, him and his family, me and my family. And that's how we all going to grow together. But somebody wrote in, they couldn't understand why the voice Yahuwah would say, Kappa, get up, slaughter these animals and eat them. But Kappa said, Master, I cannot do that in my entire life. I have never eaten anything that is unclean and not considered food. Somebody said, I can't believe Yahuwah would say that. As we progress down through these verses, he goes over to see Quirinius, a.k.a. Cornelius, and he's a Gentile. And Kappa gets to his home, y'all remember? And it was packed full of Gentile people. And Kappa said to them, what? What did Kappa say? Let's go see what Kappa said before I go to 11. I mean, you know, this is important. Yeah, I'm going to go get it. I got to get it. Here we go. Yeah. Next day. All right. So they travel. They leave from Yipu and they get over to Quirinius's house. He told me he sent for him. He had a dream. I got to get this. The next day when they arrived, verse 25, when Kappa arrived, Quirinius greeted him. Remember, he knelt down at his feet. Kappa said, stand up. As Kappa entered the house, he was still talking with Quirinius. Many people were there. Kappa said, here you go, verse 28. Now, Kappa says in verse 28, chapter 10, Mahashim, Acts 10, 28. Kappa said to them, you know that we Yahudim are not allowed to have anything to do with outsiders, meaning Goyim, Gentiles. However, Alua has shown me that I should never call another person that believes in him unclean again. Let's go back to that verse 13. A voice said to him, Kappa, get up, slaughter and eat these animals. Kappa says, I've never ate anything in my entire life that's unclean. The voice from heaven then said to him, I'm not talking about food, but humans. So when somebody writes in and goes, I can't understand why Yahuwah would even say, go kill these unclean things. Listen to what you just said. Go kill those unclean thoughts. That's what the message is. It's you still are stuck in the food. And Yahuwah is telling you, whoever can't understand, why would Yahuwah say, get up and kill and go eat them animals? What he's saying is, go eat it up. Kill it. Eat it up. Be done with it. Stop thinking there's separate groups of people in this world. There's no racism, no classism, no religionism, none of that. No denominations. Those are satanic and evil. You got to kill it. So when he said get up and slaughter it, he was telling Kappa, kill all them thoughts. Eat it up. Let it burn out of you. And that's why Kappa said in 28, you know we ain't even allowed, but now I see. He said it in 28. However, Alua has shown me that I should never call another person that believes in him unclean again. That's the moral. That's the message. Everybody got that? I ain't even looking at the chat. Everybody got it? All right, I'm coming back. Now, we understand that everybody there gets immersed. They're all Gentiles, Guyim. Everybody y'all understand that? And it was like a no-no, absolutely. So over in Jerusalem, man, you better not be seen hanging out with a Gentile, with somebody that was Greek or something. You better not. That's why it's nonsense to even think that the Berit Hadassah, New Testament, was originally written in Greek. They considered it disgusting. They considered the language disgusting. Do we understand that? They considered it disgusting. So now Kappa has went over, talked to these people. Now I'm going to read the last part. Then we're going to 11. You remember we said we're going to put some respect on Yahuwah's name in verse 43. To him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, we identify what this name is. We identify what this name is. He said, when you say in him, you mean Yahuwah, the name, right? No. If they calling on Jesus, they gone. You ain't got to make no mistake about it. If they know the name and call on Jesus, they going in the lake of fire, no ifs, ands, and doubts. I don't want y'all to guess that at all. Gentiles, a Guyim, is someone that does not know the name, does not understand the Beshura, the good news. These people, when you say they know the name, you've done witness to them, because you ain't going to say they know the name. That means you witnessed to them. They've rejected the truth. Therefore, the lake waits for them. Period. We might as well stop trying to massage it. And that's why Yahuwah is saying, get out, come out of her, out of every direction. Do not think I came to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I came to divide marriages. Like, let me ask, like, if he says I come to split up the mother and the children and the father and the children, he also means the marriages. Period. They ain't got no hope. If they reject Yahuwah, fire. So to him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, everyone that believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins. And only him, and only that name. While Kappa was still speaking, the set apart spirit fell on all of them as they were listening. This tripped them out, y'all. They believed in that name. Some of the Yahudim believers, so they grew up in the Yahudim ways, that were circumcised, who had come with Kappa, were amazed that the gift of the set-apart spirit had been poured out and given to the Guyim, the Gentiles. Those who were not born a Yahudi, sign name Jew. Queen Nelson in the building. Y'all caught that? They're going, hold on. These people, they weren't born a Yahudi, a quote Jew. I'm not talking about the people in Israel right now. Them ain't the real ones. Hold on. They couldn't believe it. They started hearing the Goyim, Gentiles, speaking in other languages and praising Allah. Then Kappa spoke again. He said, these Goyim have been given the set-apart spirit, just as we have, exclamation point. Surely no one can stop them from being immersed, can they? Kappa then directed that they be immersed in the name of Yahuwah Mashiach. Afterwards, they invited Kappa to stay there for several days. Now we go to chapter 11. Y'all ready? Put some fire emojis in the chat. Hey, y'all got to put some fire emojis in the chat. Y'all got to put some fire emojis in the chat. Daniel Bacote coming in with that super. Put some fire emojis in the chat if y'all want Mahashin for the first time ever. Chapter 11. Chapter 11. Nobody's ever heard it from the true scriptures. Ever. Now we're going to learn the truth. We're going to expose another lie, and we're going to learn the truth, and we're going to get on fire for Yahuwah. That's why we need some fire emojis. Follow Yahuwah with that. Awesome. Super. Thank you. Don't know if it's a man or a woman. Put your name in there. I'm going in because y'all lit it up. I'm going in. Mahashim, chapter 11. How many verses we got to get through? I'm going to take a deep breath. 30 verses. This is not a long one. Hold on. Woo! Man, I got to put some chapstick for this one. I'm burning this thing up. I'm in overtime. Yeah! We tearing it down, Sister Yamani. Hey, TSNT.org. Represent, show Yahuwah. Hey, we got to the end of this month. While I'm rocking, y'all be rocking. Go as hard as you can go for Yahuwah. Where it lands is where it lands. Some of y'all reach the bronze. Some of you gonna get to the silver. Some of the gold. Some of go hit the platinum. Some even diamond. What can't happen is you don't give it all you got for the kingdom right now. Yahuwah's calling. Chapter 11. The emissaries and the brothers and sisters throughout all of Yahoo, that's Judea, heard that the Goyim, Gentiles, had also received the word of Allah. When Kappa returned back to Jerusalem, the Yahudim that were circumcised, all right, that grew up that way, pay attention. Some mango juice for this. So the Yahudim that were circumcised, that were believers, they criticized Kappa. That's right, the fire department, Brother Joe. Y'all, see, now we're starting to get a grip. Those of us who did not grow up in the ways of Yahuwah. Thank you, Sister Rush. Thank you, sis. Those of us that didn't grow up in the ways of Yahuwah, we ain't really realizing how serious this Yahudim Goyim situation is. This grown up in the ways and knowing and following the laws of Masha of Moses, following the Tanakh, not eating unclean food. These people never ate no shrimp, no pork. These people that live that life, they live that life. You understand? They live that life. So they consider everybody else unclean because they're watching everybody eat pork and shrimp and lobster and going and got all these pagan idols up everywhere. They're looking at the rest of the world going unclean. Have nothing to do with these people. Are we clear on that? Promote the true family. In order to really get the right witness and the right fire of Yahuwah, we got to be clear on that. We can't take that for granted. Like, oh yeah, no. This is serious business. So when Kappa came back to Jerusalem, the Yahudim, the circumcised Yahudim believers criticized him, fam. They said this. You went into the home of the uncircumcised and ate with them. Exclamation point. They were PO'd. They were fired. They were upset. They found out that Kappa put his foot in a Gentile's Guyin's house. Couldn't believe it. So they was giving it to Kappa when he got there. They weren't over cheering and shouting. They were like, what? What are you doing? They were criticizing him. They said, you went into the home and ate with them? However, step by step, this is where y'all witness got to get tight. Step by step, Kappa began to explain and walk them through what had happened. He said, I was in the city of Yipu praying. When I fell asleep and saw a vision, something came down out of heaven that looked like a huge veil stretching down to the earth that was held up by its four corners. It came all the way down to me. As I stared at it, I wondered what it was. I saw four-legged animals, including wild beasts of the earth, as well as reptiles and wild birds. Then I heard a voice from heaven say to me, Kappa, get up, slaughter these animals and eat them. But I said, Master, I cannot do that. I have never eaten anything that is unclean and not considered food to eat in my entire life. The voice answered me a second time out of heaven saying, I am not talking about food, but humans. What Alua has made clean, do not say it is unclean. This vision happened to me three times before the sheet was suddenly taken back up into heaven. At that moment, three men arrived at the house we were staying at that had been sent to me from Caesarea. That's Caesarea. Real name, Caesarea. Yah, Caesarea. Remember that? The spirit told me to go with them, even though they were Guyin. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Kappa saying, man, all right, I went with them, even though I knew they were not clean. These six set apart ones went with me. So now he's saying I got believers, six believers that are set apart. They're already immersed in Yahuwah. They went with me. And we entered into the house of Quirinalius. He told us how he had seen a messenger standing in his house saying, send someone to Yipu and bring a man named Kappa back here. Kappa will tell you and all of your house how you can be saved. See? Now we're getting a whole story. That messenger had, that's why that man was like, you got to go get him. Because the messenger saw that this man was doing the best he could, had good intentions, but he ain't had a name. He didn't have it down. So Yahuwah said, oh, you know what? My hard-headed people, I've been trying to get this message to all these years. I'm going to stretch this out and go to the Guyin, as the prophets wrote. Wait a minute. After I was speaking to them for a while, suddenly the set apart spirit fell on them, just as the spirit had been given to us when it was first sent. So now he takes them back. The ones that were with them in the upper room, and then the ones that were right out when they came out, they got it poured on them. You see, now he's making them relate. They go, oh, they got it too. Verse 16. And I remembered the word of the master. Then he says, hold on. Kappa says, I remember Yahusha when he was here. I remember the word of the master that he had told us when he said, Yahuhanan immersed with water, but soon you shall be immersed in the set apart spirit. Alua gave those Guyin. Y'all listen to what Kappa said. Alua gave those Guyin the same gift that he gave us when we put our faith in the Master Yahuwah Mashiach. So how could I have gone against what Yahuwah wanted done. Thank you, James Harris. Is this beautiful, y'all? Is this beautiful? Coppa's going, what y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to fight with Yahuwah? He would have never gave him the spirit if he didn't want him to have it. These six here with me, hey, y'all saw it too, didn't you? They like, man, they over shaking their head. You can see it. They like, yes. I'm going to read that verse again. It's so good. Alua gave those Guyi the same gift that he gave us when we put our faith in the Master Yahuwah Mashiach. So how could I have gone against what Yahuwah wanted done? When they heard all that Coppa had to say, they stopped criticizing him and arguing with him. Then they started praising Alua, saying, Alua has now let the Guyim turn to him, and he has given life to them. Think about that. So what does this expose right here, by the way? This exposes the lie that everybody has been talking about, teaching, and believing that Paul, that Shaul was the first to go to the Gentiles. Nope. Coppa was. Because Yahuwah Mashiach said, I'm going to build my assembly, pagan named church, on this rock. I'm going to build my assembly on the rock. Coppa means Yahuwah. It means the rock is Yahuwah. That's what his name means. He said, I'm going to build it on him and through him. All this fire, all this power. You today, we got this message because of the rock is Yahuwah. Boom. He took it out. He said, what y'all want me to do? Yahuwah got me looking at this head on. Now remember, verse 19, that some of the believers have been scattered because of the terrible persecution that started when Sadoban, son named Stephen, was killed. They scattered out and traveled as far as Pontusia, Capar, Antiochia. They call it Antioch. But they only preached the message of Yahuwah Mashiach to the Yahudim and not the Guyim. That proves it, that nobody else had took it out yet. They ain't took it out. Shaul was in Jerusalem. He ain't took it out yet. He was going to go take it out. He's getting trained up by the Yahudim, the original believers. They training Shaul up. Coppa didn't need no training up. Joe Carter said, man, I'm so sick of these damn lies. I can't wait until the true scriptures. Y'all see it? Wow. Man. I'm telling you. That proves it. It said that I've been scattered out, hardcore persecution, but it says in verse 19, but they only preached the message of Yahuwah Mashiach to the Yahudim, quote Jews, and not to the Guyim, Gentiles. Verse 20. Then there was some of the believers from Capar and Cyrenai who went to Antiochia and started telling the Guyim the good news. About the Master Yahuwah Mashiach. Now I'm telling y'all what I get from that is these believers is before Shaul. Come on, Miss Sarah Hoke in the building. Sarah coming in the building. She ain't playing. Tell them, Sarah. Appreciate that, sis. We see you. See, this is telling me that not only was Kappa the first, there were other believers that was already taking it to the Guyin before Shaul. Why? Shaul's getting raised up. He's getting trained up. He's up under it. He's about to go. He ain't there. None of us here eat unclean things. And y'all talk about eating unclean things. Just side note, we're not talking about food. Just so y'all know. Yahuwah's talking about people. All right. Food. We know what food is. It's defined in Urocrop. Leviticus chapter 11. What can you eat and what you don't eat? You do not eat things that are not food. Pork is not food. People think, oh, I can eat it as food. No. You can try to chew on a plastic cup and swallow it up and shave it up and get you some plastic shavings. That don't mean it's food because you can swallow it. So use your mind. All right. These are, hey, Shaul wasn't even second from what I'm learning, from what I see. See, when I slow it down and translate them scriptures real tight, now I understand the progression. I know the scripture's great, but to do the translation and have to progressively work through it and go, oh, got it. Verse 21, the master's power was with them, and many people turned to the master and put their faith in the name. The name. The what? The name of Yahuwah Mashiach. News of what was happening reached the assembly in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antiochia. When Barnabas got there and saw the favor of Eloah was with them, he rejoiced. Then he urged them all to remain faithful to the master with all their hearts. 24. Barnabas was a good man and strong in the faith. He was full of the set apart spirit. Because of his message, many more people believed and were added to the master. That right there, I want to take a side note before I finish up. See, this should be your name in front of this too. Because of his message, because of your message, many more people believed and were added to the master. Many more people should be added to the master because of your faith. Because of your faith. Many, many, many. How many are you going to impact? You know what's awesome? When you contribute at tsnt.org, your impact is crazy. Listen, we got hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos now every month. Every month. Used to be like in the course of a year. Now every month. It's over 200,000 last month. Barnabas went to Tirzah to look for Shaul. He found Shaul and brought him to Antiochia. That they met with the assembly there for the entire year and taught many people the right way. It was there in Antiochia that the master's followers were first called the Mahashiaim. Wait a minute. People all over the place with that verse. Almost every translation you got, Acts chapter 11, verse 26, go put it in the chat. Go put it in the chat. Now, the ones, I saw one that has the pagan names removed. I was disappointed. Because they put that word in there that has no business in there whatsoever. Go ahead and put Acts chapter 11, verse 26 in the chat. And let's look at the last word. Let's see what happens. Let's see y'all's reactions. This is good. Let's see y'all's reactions to this nonsense. The last, is either the last word or the last four or five words. Y'all coming in? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Y'all getting it? Everybody's going to get it. Everybody's going to get it. All right, I'm waiting for the chat to blow up. See, this is what we got to grab. Now, I'm going to read this from the NIV while y'all getting it. I'm going to read Acts chapter 11. Let me go get the King James first. I wonder what the King James says. Come on, man. This is the bonus round day today, by the way. I'm celebrating because we got a big accomplishment. We got Acts, Mahashim, all the way through Revelation, translating the true scriptures. That leaves us four books to do. Yeah, watch this. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Oh, man, that's where they get it from. They get it from King James. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antiochia. And they put Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, pagan word, and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first. In Antioch. What a lie. What a lie. Ain't one believer in Yahuwah, Mashiach, Yahushua, when he was here, called himself a Christian. Not even one. Not one. There's no, let me see. There's no, no. You ain't getting no crap. What you got? What you got? Is that verse too long for y'all to get in the chat? Yep. Can y'all believe they put the word Christians in almost all these translations? Can y'all believe that? Christians comes from the Greek word Christos. It was Constantine who first called himself the Christos. All right. Several of the ones that got the pagan name out, they picked it up. But one of them I saw put the word Christians in there, the Christianos. I said, what the heck are y'all doing? What in the world is Christians doing in that verse? What in the world is Christians doing in that verse? They called them at that time the Mashiachim. So the ones that were following the Mashiach closely, they were calling them the Mashiachim. That was one of the names. For some crazy reason, King James decides to put Christians in there. Christianos. Are you kidding me? Katie says the AMP got Christ. I mean, what in the world? Y'all got to think about how serious that is. That is tied directly to Constantine, the popes. That is Roman Catholic to the max. Think about this. They put the word Christians in there? TLV version, Cristiano. Yeah, I know. That's what they call the Cristos. I just had to stop for a second. Because everybody here should be disgusted that in them scriptures, they got Christians is a crazy pagan name. That's right. Jesus and Jesus what? Y'all ain't even picked it up yet. Y'all haven't picked it up yet. I taught y'all how they got to Jesus Christ. It's Krishna. They just put Krishna worship in the scriptures. They just put Krishna, a pagan deity. Krishna is where the word Christians comes from. What are y'all gonna do with that? They got a pagan deity, Christo. You got Zeus, Jesus. Jesus. And then you got Krishna, Christos, Christians. Man. Ashley Mills says, I am currently reading a book in the Library of Congress that talks heavily on the time during Constantine Council and the Roman religion and all the pagan religions. This is true, Brother John. I'm telling you. Y'all ain't even picked it up yet. That word Christian in there is Krishna. That's why y'all see me stop. I just stopped because I said the other day, I said, when I bring this up to the fam, I want to know, are they going to be like, man, this is what? It's terrible. And then I'm telling y'all, there's one version out there. Well, they removed the pagan names and they kept the word Christianos. And I said, what is going on? Lene said it. Many will fight tooth and nail claiming Christian is in there. It ain't in there. Y'all want me to give y'all the Hebrew verse? I'm going to give y'all the Hebrew verse. We ain't got to play, but you got to get the Hebrew. That's why you got to have the Hebrew on this. Playing with this stuff. Man, it's crazy. All right, let me get it dialed in for y'all. Hold a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I gotta get it. I'm wondering what y'all talk. I mean, come on, man. That's why I told you, we're taking our time today to get this thing. We in bonus round, get all kind of stuff straight today. This goes on with me in translation, fam, every day. It's every day. This is going on every day when I'm translating. This don't ever stop. Now, that's why the Spirit told me, stop right now. Don't focus on translating the Tanakh at this point. Focus on translating the Abari, the Hebrew. Hold on. I'm getting this where I can copy and paste this over to y'all. 1 second. But, I mean, are y'all feeling this? Y'all glad we taking the time to do this? I don't know. So we're going extra long today. You know, we hardly ever go this long, but come on, man. What's going on here? The heck? Like, when I saw that, I'm like, I'm just going to stop, and I'm going to take my time to see if the family gets that they put another pagan deity, they put it in the translation. It's crazy. And people, they swear up and down by King James, the most authentic. You even see the Hebrew Israelites. I'm like, y'all talking about the King James? What? They talking about the King James? Man, I can't even believe that. That's just like, when I hear that, I'm like, come on, man. You just completely discredit yourself. You lose all credibility when you talk about King James. It's gone. Your credibility is shot. Soon as you hook up with King James, you ain't got no credibility. I got to bring it, because this is authentic Abari Hebrew. There's only four books. There's only four books in all of the Berit Hadash, New Testament, that is Hebrew. You know how long it took me to find this work? You know how long it took me to, like, you can't just go out of here. Can y'all pull me up that authentic Hebrew Berit Hadash? They're going to be looking at you like, man, we never let you get a hold of that. If you get a hold of real Hebrew parts of the New Testament, you revolutionize the world. Oh, that's what we're doing right now, ain't we? This is fun. This is great. I'm about 2 minutes from getting this over to y'all. What's going on in the chat while I'm getting this geared up? What's going on? Marquis said, if you hang with King James, we ain't friends no more. No. And guess what? Some of the most arrogant people on earth, they go around holding them King James. And they got them all marked up. And they love, y'all notice it? They love to talk loud and go, where art thou? Shalt thou say that? And they believe that, you know what they do that for? They're trying to flex like it gives them credibility. Thank you, Daniel Bacote in the building. They try to get, they think it gives them credibility. I'm telling y'all. Yeah. This is my life. This is my life. This is my eternal life you're talking about. Huh? This is my eternal life you're talking about. This ain't like no guessing or hoping and wishing. Does everybody got that straight? We talking about your eternal life. I'm going to put this in the chat now. All right? And then I'm going to show you the word. Hold on. Hebrew's always a trick to get because it goes backwards. When you copy and paste, your browser always trips out because instead of going left to right, you go right to left. All right, now I'm going to put the verse. I'm going to put the Hebrew. Y'all going to say, listen, I'm telling the earth, everybody watching the replay, blessed are your eyes because you are seeing probably for the first, no, highly likely 99.9% the first time in your life, you are seeing Mahashim Acts chapter 11, verse 26 in the way it's written in Hebrew. And it would be the modern Hebrew. They didn't write this in the Paleo Hebrew. People were about to pay it. That's gone, gone, because they tore them up when they took them in to captivity. Now watch this. Bam! First time in your life. And I'm going to give you the truth, scriptures, translation. Right with it. Why are we playing and acting like we ain't got the bomb? Because we ain't acting. We having fun. As we blow up and tear stuff up, we just blowing stuff into shreds. I'm going to put it in the chat. There we go. Going in the chat. Ma Ashim Acts 11:26 Truth. Thank you, Brother Benjamin. True scriptures. Y'all ready for it? Y'all ready? Bam. Look at that. Look at that. Now, I'm going to show you. It's the last word in the Hebrew. So everybody go grab. If you look at what I just posted the Hebrew. And it goes from right to left. So in the bottom left-hand corner is the last word in Hebrew. Now, here you go. I'm going to show you. I'm going to put it in the chat. This is the key word. That right there. See it? That don't say Christian. That says Ma Shahim. Ma Shahim. Ma shit. Ma shi. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. 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 I'm going too fast. Ma shiha. Im. Ma shiaim. So you got the Mashiach and you got the Mashiaim. Come on, man. Mashiaim. Ain't no K. There's no K. There's no K or no C in that letter, in that word. There's not one K or a C in that word. They translated that word for the Greek. And it made it Christos. Christianos. Come on, Sherilyn. She said, tear it down. Jody. All right, Jody, I'm gonna give you three, see if I can get four. Which four books she wants to know? Acts, Revelations, Hebrews. Who knows the fourth one that was written in Hebrew? I mean, y'all look at that. Do y'all see a C? There's no C. There's no kaf. Okay, in there. It ain't no, there ain't none of that. So how you gonna say Christianos in that verse when that says Mashiaim? There it is in the translation. Mashiaim. Because what was he? He's Yahuwah who? He said Yahuwah who? Mashiach. And if you put the plural on Mashiach, you have the Mashiaim. Im always means plural. Like in the USA, it's the American. And you put an S on it, Americans. That gets it plural. Colombians, Mexicans. They like the ANS. In Hebrew, it wants that yod and then that mam. It's that yim, im. Mashiaim. So if he's Yahuwah Mashiach, watch. Yahuwah, this is your Savior. Mashiach. Y'all see that? Now watch. Put it in the chat. That's your Savior if you follow the Most High. It's Yahuwah Mashiach. Now, what they did, they know he's Yahuwah Mashiach. And all they did is they said, oh, they put the IYM at the end. The Yahuwah Mashiachim. These are the ones that follow the Most High, the Savior. They follow Yahuwah Mashiachim. Those are the Yahuwah Mashiachim over there. Y'all understand? So I'll be daggone if I'm going to sit here and let them put Christian in there and I don't stand on it for about 15, 20 minutes. Shoot. You think I ain't going to sit here and just lean on it and tear a hole in it? What you doing putting Krishna in the word? Going to put a pagan deity and the whole world's wondering after it. And y'all got relatives right now standing 10 toes down with Krishna. And they call themselves, they be bold about it. I'm a Christian. You Christian? No. I'm a follower of Yahuwah. If it has anything to do with the Savior, I'm a Nazarene. He's from Nazareth. If it's connected straight to him as a Savior, I'm a Mashiachim. But I am not no Christian. Forget that nonsense. All right, did we tear that one down? Because that's ridiculous. Y'all don't think that's ridiculous? I'm sitting there translating it, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then where they get it from? Old bucket of trash. Yeah, that inspired them. Their daddy, the King James. Y'all think I'm playing? Y'all think I'm playing? Y'all think they ain't gross with this? Y'all do me a favor. If y'all think they ain't gross with this, I ain't even got over to this one yet. This is for another day. I want y'all to do me this. Y'all go put Acts chapter 12, verse 4 from the King James. Don't go nowhere else. Only the King James. If you put Acts chapter 12, verse 4, only from the King James in the chat, y'all ain't going to believe your eyes. Some of y'all done missed this. I'll put it in there. See who can get there first. Who racing me? Y'all got it? Y'all ain't gonna believe what I'm putting in here. Over to Acts chapter 12. I'm sorry, yeah, Acts chapter 12. Did I say Acts 12? Yeah. Go Acts 12, 4. Go Acts 12, 4. Did y'all get it already? All right, I'm not looking. All right, let's see who's got it. Somebody got it already? All right, let's see. Not 4, 12. 12, 4. I said it backwards, Katie. I'm so sorry. I said it backwards. Acts 12, 4. Look at Jermaine. This is Acts 12, 4 in the King James, KJV. You see what Jermaine put in there? Y'all look at that, Katie. Look at that. Look at Katie put it in there. Y'all look at that. Do y'all see the word Easter in there? I don't think you'll see it in another translation. It's that gross. I don't think you'll see that word Easter. And it's so gross that even the New King James said, man, we can't put that in here. What? They got Easter in the King James. Easter. Archella, you never knew that? I can't even finish. I'm going to go back and finish. Chapter 11. But when I saw that Christianity, I said, man, they got these words all through there. Don't put no other versions. I said, I only want you to put the King James, because if you put another version, they're not going to, I'm telling you, everybody, sure, I'm telling you, all the other translations know that that's so gross. They couldn't even, they follow it. They teach it. They practice it. The churches are packed every quote Easter Sunday, but it's such a gross intentional mistranslation. Like, it's so gross that all other ones said, man, we cannot put that in. Even in the New King James, said, can't do that. Watch, I get the New King James. It's hilarious. I want to, this is the stuff that you could just, it's 400,000 errors, y'all. And you got people putting their whole souls on this. Now look, I'm going to put the New King James. So when they revise the King James, Acts 12:4, New KJV. Watch it. Okay. Look at the difference. Look what they did. They knew it's the Passover. They knew it was the Pesach. They knew it. It's right there in the writings. Come on, Daniel Bacote. That's super. Y'all believe what y'all seeing? They knew it. They knew it, man. They're like, this is so gross. I don't think another translation has ever put it in. It might be one or two. But they put the word Easter. That'd be like them putting the word Christmas in there. They put Christianos. Why'd they go on and put Christmas in there? Y'all see what I'm saying? I just wanted to do that little side note to go, y'all think Christianos is gross? Well, look at this word Easter they got in their translation. I mean, come on, man. The heck? And people think they're gonna roll up with Yahuwah and get in with him. And they sitting there reading the word Easter. Ain't nowhere in the world, in any Greek, not even the Greek, ain't no word Easter in there. All right, now we done nailed chapter 11, Acts chapter 11, 26, we crushed it. We now have exposed Krishna in almost every translation. And why people do it is because of King James. It's like why they follow Easter and all this other nonsense, these other pagans. 27, during this time, some believers with the gift of prophecy came from Jerusalem to Antiochia. One of them was named Haggab. With the help of the Spirit, he said there would be a great famine all over the world. And that famine happened when Claudius became the emperor, the Caesar. So the disciples from all over, as they were able to, would send relief and support to their other brothers and sisters in Judea. Yahud. That's what we got. They sent Barnabas and Shaul to take support to the elders. Wraps that up. Now that chapter's so powerful because it tells us how did it go to the Gentiles. It told us how it went there. Went through Kappa. And then it explains to us what the kill means. Kill the old thought. Right? It ain't telling you to eat unclean food. It's telling you that no one's unclean. Kill that old thought, eat it up, throw it away, it's done. Next, we had to expose the Christian factor from Krishna. We nailed that down. We found there's a segue over in Acts, Mahashim 12:4, where they stuck the word Easter in there. Now, they've done this in all over the place in different kind of ways, and you have not paid attention all your life. And now the true scriptures comes along and is nailing it down for you. And we should be praising Yahuwah that he gave us the inspiration and brought us together as brothers and sisters. We doing this. It ain't me just doing this. It ain't you just doing this. We doing this. And everybody is a part of the body. And that's what makes the whole body function. We need the eyeballs, the ears, the eyelashes. We need everything. The toenails. We need the whole nine. So every contribution matters. Every prayer matters. Every share, when you share these links out, it matters. When we do a post, thank you, following Yahoo. I said, I would never follow Christian again. It's right. When we do a post inside the Telegram group, once you see it, just press down and hit one of those emojis. That inspires a team to let them know, hey, they appreciate we're getting the content out. It's if you feel. Don't be fake now. But every message they're putting in there is awesome. It's got, you know, and they're giving you updates and letting you know what's going on. So we're building a family together. Everybody should be in the Telegram group. If you're listening to me, go to PTTGram, PTTGram.com. That's where, besides these lives, that's where we do the most discipleship is in there. And you'll see us from time to time. We'll grab stuff and we'll be answering questions. And then we'll say, here's how you answer this question. And then you learn how to do it. It's awesome. All right, I'm done for the day. Turned and burned. Over 2 hours of content. If y'all appreciate it, y'all know what to do. Share it out. Make sure y'all support TSNT. Get to where the highest package level you can get to. Make sure that you get your hands first on these true scriptures. I can't wait to get that when I feel that hard bound. I know because Lenny and the team, we got an awesome design team. They're going to just, this is going to be awesome. That book's going to go throughout the world because of us. I love y'all, and I got to go back. I'm going to go fit. I got to go get down in the trenches and Mateet Yahoo and get that nailed down. And then I got to work on those other three books, and then we can do the review, editing, making sure everything is tight, get the typeset set up, get it over to the printers, get it out to the world, going first to the TSNT package members. Nobody will be able to get a copy of that book until we've sent those out to the TSNT package members first. And by the way, special announcement, the TSNT supporters, right, that are our package members, let me make sure I differentiate that. The supporters that are package members, will be given the first opportunity on pre-orders of the cases of the true scriptures. So not only are you going to have your copy that'll be professionally stamped, and nobody else will have that in the world except the bronze package members and higher. So the bronze, you will have a professionally promote the true stamped copy. That makes that a collector's edition. All right? That should stay in your family forever till Yahuwah gets back here. Y'all got it? But then there's going to be the other one that's not stamped that's going to go to the whole world. The people that are the package holders, you will be given special links to where if you want to pre-order at a great discounted price too, cheaper than anybody else will be able to get them. You'll be able to grab these and have access to pre-order before everybody else gets the opportunity as they get ready, but when they're about to go out. So it's all kind of perks coming to the package holders. We don't want y'all to miss that. But big shout out to everybody. Love y'all. I'll be talking to y'all soon. As soon as Yahuwah tells me to get on here, I'll be back. Love you. Bye-bye.